But we used to have horses in here when he had barns.
Okay. What would you call that, say this, the, how would you get from the first floor up to the second floor of the house?
Well, we didn't have that but a stairway, I'd call it.
Okay. And years ago on Monday, women would do their...
They must have been doing cleaning up and washing and stuff like that.
Yeah, uh-huh. And they'd call it the...
Wash day.
All right. And if a woman's doing the house, daily housework, you'd say she does what every morning?
You mean like cooking breakfast or something like that?
No, all the work she has to do every morning, you'd say she...
House tour.
Okay.
I know you people say, well, you got chores to do, you know, things to do. Children, yep. And they didn't like it, you know. But they had, of course, I know that most of the women get up and cook breakfast. I know when every day on the farm, they go out there and work in the field while they're cooking breakfast and come back in, and a lot of them, they'll eat breakfast, you know.
What would you sweep with?
Broom.
And?
Well, we didn't have a vacuum cleaner like that, did we? Broom.
Yeah.
You know, what? Scrub with a brush. Scrub the floor, man. They make them floors shine with that brush. And take a brick. Spot. Yeah.
A brick?
Yeah, a brick. And rub it on there, you know. And they had clay they'd get from the hills out there. They would scrub that. Use that clay with that polish that floor up and make it look like it's morning.
A wooden floor?
Yeah, wooden floor.
Wouldn't make scratching all over
mm-mm.
The floor?
No, man, it made it pretty and shine and polish. Yeah. That's
all.
Saw my aunt and them do that for any time, you know. Mostly on the porch, so they'd do that. They wouldn't do that inside. It was the porch. You know, the porch had the big planks and they had cracks between them.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd check that. Put that clay on there and scrub that thing in with them bricks and things and some brushes and rub it down. You got that big old, it's good lumber, you know, hard, big boards, you know. And of course it would rain on them too, you know.
Uh-huh.
But you'd be surprised how pretty they can make it look. Yeah. Of course they didn't have, I don't know, there was a certain clay they could get around there. They would polish that thing up.
Yeah.
Colored, you know, it was colored.
Uh-huh.
Didn't know where to dig it.
And you keep the broom, maybe, you'd say, the broom was over there in the corner, you'd say to somebody, go get the broom and ask you where it's at, you'd say the broom's...
They,
behind the door or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they had them, you know, we had to separate, some of them had separate room for the, from the house to the kitchen.
Breezeway
had to be in there, you know, and they had a lot of stuff. And they'd had, sometimes they'd had a kitchen down lower than the house. It would be down on the ground. Right
there. Yeah.
I know my first one my grandmother had was kind of separate from the house, you know.
Kitchen was separate from the house?
Yeah.
What would you call it then?
I think they called it kitchen, I'm pretty sure. They were settled in the house. I mean, the house was up on blocks and the kitchen was down on the floor.
Yeah.
On the ground.
Yeah.
And they had them ovens, you know, outside ovens just cooking.
They ever call it the kitchen house or the cook house then? They ever called that?
I think they called it the kitchen. I'm not sure about that. I didn't stay around with grandmother too much, you know, but I remember her house, you know. And of course, they got a little more modern. They put the kitchen up in the house. You know?
Any reason why they have it down away from the house? You know why that?
Fire, they were afraid of fire.
Yeah.
You had no firefighting equipment, you know. And they had shutters against the window, no screens and no windows like that.